Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings, travelers. I hope you all enjoy this one. I've been having fun with these mini-sodes, and this one is going to be a fun travel for you, because I am going to go back to Erie Travel's roots and give you lots of places to travel on this one. We are going to be discussing one of the figures of paranormal history that you may not recall. There's a guy there named John Pendragon, and this is his tour of Psychic England, because we're going to go in his footsteps, and we're going to go to a lot of places, and I hope you'll follow along with me, and at the end, I'll give you some ghost tours and some other fun things you can do while you're following in his footsteps. So jumping right in, we're going to begin our journey in Tonbridge, Kent. This is where John Pendragon was born, and his real name was Lewis Thomas Hayes Ackerman, and he was born in 1910. And here in Tonbridge, Kent, is where he spent his final years. It's a quiet town with medieval roots. Tonbridge is probably best known for its 11th century castle, and it played a pretty significant role in the English Civil War. But the streets are modest, kind of the air around it is kind of damp with history. But Pendragon's presence here kind of added another layer. He was the psychic who claimed to see beyond time and space. He predicted assassinations and apocalyptic floods, and he ended his days here among Tudor rooftops and mossy gravestones. Pendragon was born in Sidcup, Bexley, 1910. A child of Edwardian England, he grew into a man who claimed to hear voices from beyond. He saw visions of catastrophe. He traveled psychically through locked doors, and he adopted the name Pendragon, not just as a nod to Arthurian legend, but kind of as a declaration of his mystical lineage. His predictions were sometimes eerily accurate, and then other times they were pretty wildly apocalyptic, and it earned him a cult following, mostly in Fate magazine and in Prediction magazine. He was a psychic, yeah, but he was also a performer. He was a myth maker, and he kind of blurred the lines between revelations and theater. He was a storyteller. He was a folklorist, just like me. No wonder I love this guy. So we're going to begin our journey where his ended here. We're going to be walking past these Victorian terraces and these covered gravestones and wondering how this man, so steeped in the otherworldly, chose such an earthly place to die. Now, his life was a tapestry of all this. And yeah, he wrote primarily for Fate and Prediction. And he recorded sessions on tape, and they were later transcribed by Brad Steiger. And Brad Steiger wrote a book that became his Occult World of John Pendragon. And yeah, so he supposedly predicted JFK's assassination. It was pretty accurate from his prediction, but he also predicted that a flood would destroy New York by 1993, and I don't think that's happened yet. So his legacy's pretty questionable, but I still follow this guy. I think it was pretty impressive. So let's go back. So first from Tonbridge, we're going to take a train down to Highgate Cemetery in London. And Pendragon's writings describe spectral encounters in the graveyards here, figures that whisper death dates, shadows that move against the wind. Now, Highgate itself is basically covered with ivy-choked tombs. There's a bunch of crooked angels there, I recall. And it feels like a place he probably could have hung out. And There's the grave of George Eliot's here, grave of Karl Marx. George Eliot's grave was supposedly where Bram Stoker used to hang out while he was discovering ideas for future books. But right now, there's just the rustle of foxes, and Pendragon claimed that the silence there was the loudest omens. In Egyptian Avenue and the Circle of Lebanon are architectural marvels, but this place has a reputation. So now Pendragon had some graveyard encounters. He discussed those spectral forces in the fog and all that. So, but Highgate is haunted by a few quick stories. These are not necessarily ones he dealt with, but when I was in Highgate, these are the stories I remember. First is the Highgate vampire, of course, probably the most famous. It's this tall, dark figure with glowing red eyes. And it was thought to be some sort of medieval nobleman that had been awakened by occult rituals. Not a lady in white, but there's the Grey Lady, who is a Victorian woman who slides amongst the tombs. And she's often accompanied by whispers and chills. And then, of course, there were exploding coffins. Because the Victorian tombs were sometimes the gas buildup, they would explode. And there would be weird fires. And that might explain some of the banshee wails and stuff that came by. So you walk through that paths of that. And you could imagine old Pendragon recording his impressions and speaking softly into his reel-to-reel recorder. And I could see him trying to capture voices of the dead, EVPs, stuff like that. So from there, we're going to head north and we're going to head up to the moors. And I think we're going to do that after the break.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
So we're going to head up north to the Yorkshire Moors, where Pendragon investigated a famous poltergeist case in a stone cottage that was plagued by shrieks and flying objects. Now, this story was recorded by Brad Steiger, and it kind of reads like Gothic fiction. It's a family tormented, psychic summoned, and a seance that ended with the entity, quote, agreeing to leave, end quote. The house that John Pendragon investigated for his case, it's not widely documented in public records and not even in paranormal archives. So, but if we go based on Steiger's writings and anecdotal accounts at the time, it's pretty probable that it took place in what's now a private residence in Yorkshire Dales, probably not too far from Pendragon Castle, but it might be within the surrounding moorland region because it's kind of implied that. But now his investigation reportedly involved, you know, objects moving, including like coins and small tools disappearing, auditory phenomena. We'd hear the footsteps, we'd hear knocking on the walls. And then he was picking up psychic impressions of past trauma. And it was either wartime or ancestral conflict stuff. So, you know, I don't know what else to think of that. But if you're there, take a quick hike through the heather. The wind will be a little biting, but I can imagine Pendragon standing in the doorway of that cottage, you know, tape recorder in hand, probably speaking to something no one else could see. Now, the moors themselves have a lot of great stories, like Gytresh or the Bargist, which is kind of a monstrous black dog or shapeshifter that foretells death. Peg's lantern, which is kind of a will-o'-the-wisp, also leading you to your doom out in the moors, taking you to a bog or something. Captain Bat's ghost, I recall that story, is about a spirit, basically left a bloody footprint the night he died in a duel, and it keeps reappearing. And that's, I think, an Oakwell Hall in that area. There's an abbey near there called Rivoloo, I believe, that had like ghost monks and supposedly had the devil haunting the cloisters. Spawton Moor was the home of Sarkless Kitty. Sarkless Kitty is, oh man, she's a figure of folklore over there. I might have to do a mini-sode just on her, yeah. And then there's Githa, just some sorrowful spirit that's kind of tied to the Moorland tragedy. There's tales of witches, other spectral guardians and stuff. Quick anecdote about Pendragon Castle that's supposedly built by Uther Pendragon, but it's probably built 12th century by one of the Norman lords. But that has a bunch of ghosts just in itself. There's a phantom horseman. There's a flying ladies in white, which I think Erica would be interested in. Of course, Uther Pendragon's ghost is supposed to be there. And of course, the black chicken. That's a crazy legend. Supposedly there's gold buried there. And if you start digging, this ghostly black chicken will come and peck at you furiously until you restore the earth. I want to go there just for that. It's been a long time and I didn't hear that legend when I was there. So, but John Pendragon described walking through the fog and witnessing a medieval battle unfold before him here on the Yorkshire Moors. And that's either like a glitch in the Matrix maybe, or some sort of time slip. It might've been a, you know, some sort of vision from him, but he later identified the exact site as some sort of forgotten battlefield. And soon after, historians investigating the area, not following him, just kind of in the area, discovered, oh, guess what? There was a battlefield here. So they confirmed it. So we kind of got to retrace his steps. And when you walk there, the mist curls around your boots and you could find kind of feel that elasticity of time. So was it a psychic echo, some sort of racial memory, or was it one of his visions? Now, Pendragon believed in the permeability of reality. And here you could almost believe it too, because the veil between the past and present's very thin there. Okay, so another famous case, we got to go to Leeds. Pendragon claimed he could project his consciousness into a locked room. And in Leeds, he described the location of a hidden object, and it was found exactly where he said it was. Now that object was a military helmet. Pendragon had entered a trance state and described another battlefield. And then when the people observing checked the adjacent room, they discovered a helmet matching his exact description, which had not been visible or ever mentioned. So whether it was ESP, intuition, or just coincidence, it added to his mystique. And if you go there in Leeds, there's just alleyways and little arcades and British arcades, not like what we think. And you wonder how many secrets are kind of behind those closed doors. It's a hotbed of hauntings too. Armley Mills, it's one of the world's largest woolen mills. And it's haunted by a Victorian woman and cries of little boys. Don't know the whole story behind that. But there's the Temple Newsom, which is a Tudor mansion haunted by the Blue Lady. They think it's Lady Mary Ingram, if I recall. And also a nursemaid murder on site. I think her name was Phoebe Gray. But and there's the Thackeray Museum of Medicine, which was a former workhouse and supposedly has ghostly doctors in 18th century dress. Interesting. But Pendragon's feet, you know, just right there with Leeds. So we'll go back to Sidcup. That's Pendragon's birthplace. It was once a small little hamlet on the road from Maidstone to London. And now it's kind of part of the London Borough of Bexley. It's really been incorporated and not really known for hauntings, but not too far. The Hall and Palace Gardens in Bexley supposedly hosts ghostly monks, other mysterious apparitions. But you know, his life there is pretty much undocumented. But the streets and the old inns there kind of suggest a boy who felt the stirrings of something beyond. Real quick, Brad Steiger, the chronicler there, as I walked through that many, many years ago, I kind of carried this dog-eared copy of The Occult World of John Pendragon. And Brad Steiger wrote 170 books on the paranormal, UFOs, the werewolves. And so he brought Pendragon back to popularity. He kind of gave him his voice and his tape-recorded ramblings. He turned them into narrative. And without Steiger, Pendragon probably was just a local UK eccentric, but Steiger made him a legend. He was, you know, Pendragon, man, the man behind the myth. He wasn't a scientist. He wasn't a scholar. He was a storyteller of the strange and a chronicler of the uncanny like me. His his England is not one of postcards and palaces. It's fog and whispers and flickering shadows. And when you're there and you're walking in his footsteps, you're courting the unknown. You got to listen for voices in the static and believe, if only for a moment, that the veil between worlds is thinner than we think. So a couple quick tours that you can take. I highly recommend the Leeds Ghost Tour. It's led by a character named Lord Bartholomew Ketch. They've been doing that for decades. And the same, you know, new guy, he plays the character all the time. It's great fun. York has a ghost tour called the Original Ghost Walk of York. And that goes through all kinds of fun stuff. And really a great place to start your tours. One of the most amazing things you can do, and one of Erica's, I'm sure, would be favorite, is Mad Alice's Ghost Train. And that's in North Yorkshire Moors Railway. So if you want to tour the moors, that's the way to do it. It's got live actors, immersive storytelling. They do a dramatic retelling of The Signalman by Charles Dickens. They talk about haunted carriages, spectral train stations, and all the moorlands folklore. For a bonus, they do a mini Bloody Orange gin and tonic made out of Yorkshire gins. You know, how awesome is that? Also, Highgate Cemetery, there's a group called The Haunted Rooms, and they host a night tour there. That's probably one of the best things you can do. So all that said, I hope you enjoyed this little tour of John Pendragon and Brad Steiger. Thank you for keeping him alive. I got to do a little more deep dive on him. But man, I had that book for years. I still got it sitting here on the shelf, and just made me think of him the other day. So all that said, thank you, Patreon people, for keeping us alive. Thank you, listeners. Please like, share, and subscribe. Let your friends know all about how cool this is. And did you know John Pendragon? Is there some other occultist I should know about? You know, we always got to ask these questions at the end. So keep up that engagement factor, gang. So, but I hope you enjoyed this spooky tale. And I'll leave you with this. Walking in Pendragon's footsteps, you're courting the unknown. And fog and whispers and shadows. And whether you believe in his visions or not, his journey invites us to listen more closely to the wind, to the silence, and to the stories buried just beneath the surface. And we'll see you on the other side.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.